I'm Sandy. You are
Brooke.
Welcome, whiners.
Welcome, whiners.
We're not whining.
Woo! That was good.
This is rated RX.
X. How many X's can we?
Welcome to Secret Beauty Sessions.
Welcome back, whiners. No, we're not supposed to say that.
Nope, no whining.
No whining.
Ah, oh, shit. No, we are whining, but we're not whiners.
Welcome or welcome back.
Yes, welcome or welcome back.
We are, that's dripping, 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 dripping.
I know.
Okay, we got it. Oh my goodness. Okie dokes. We have glasses again?
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
I have to make sure that. I literally at the store was like, how do these sound?
Yeah, you were testing them all out.
Some lady was walking beside me. She was probably like, what the fuck?
This lady's just picking up random glasses and...
Yep, dinging them.
Dinging them together.
Because I was going to get the stemless ones, but I'm like, that's not enough ding.
No. You don't get ding with those. You have to hold them just so...
Just right.
Anyway, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. Do you like your chickens?
I love my chickens. Sandy bought me the cutest freaking... okay, so I first thought they were salt and pepper shakers because ones...
they do have them like that.
I have seen and super expensive in like Pottery Barn or some shit. But it's a white chicken and a black chicken. So I thought it was salt and pepper, but it's not. They're so freaking cute. And it's like an egg shape. Anyway, my chickens are so cute. Wait, the best part about my chickens is that Sandy also bought them for herself. I can't believe you're going to have chickens in your house.
I do.
Where are they in your house?
Yeah, they're right beside a plant that I have in my kitchen.
I can't take it. That's the best part, guys. Sandy likes chickens. Don't let her tell you she doesn't.
I just thought they were wicked.
They're so freaking cute. I can't wait. I love them. I love them so much. Yes, I'm that chicken person. Mm-hmm. I have a dish towel in my kitchen that has chickens on it. Swear to God, people just... I don't know.
That's the thing.
It's their thing, and they're like, oh, good, I don't know what to get you. Let me buy you
chicken stuff.
And, I'll pass on the rest of the chicken stuff, though. Thanks, anyone who wants to buy me a gift. But if they're cute little chickens like this, please buy them for me. I love them so much. Anyway, so what's going on? What's happening? How are you?
I'm fabulous.
You are?
I am. How are you?
I'm great.
After yesterday, we're fabulous.
Listen, yesterday was...
I feel like we need to tell the story.
You do?
Yes.
Go.
Well, it all started... Once upon a time...
I feel
on a Wednesday...
Like you have
when
to...
we had a full salon...
Okay, go. No, just do it. Go. Tell the story.
Wednesday when we had a full salon and all my girls are usually run hot... They're all running really cold.
And excuse me.
It's midday. And I'm like, okay. Well, just let's turn up the heat. It was pretty cold on Wednesday. But it was like the highest was like 36.
Well, you thought it was because the door was open.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's 36. So I'm assuming that just because we
close
were really
the door,
busy.
People, get in.
Yeah. Squeeze yourself through the door.
Yeah. Oh, I love... Oh, my gosh.
They want to have a conversation.
With the door open!
I know.
Oh, no. The other client is pulling up. One of the stylists... Go.
Not trying to heat up Cumberland. So...
Yep.
So I never thought anything of it. So I go to turn up the heat on... I'm a thermostat to 71.
What time is this?
It's like 4:30, 4:40.
Okay.
And... I'm like, it's saying it's 70, but it's 67. That's a little weird. Okay, half hour later, go to turn it up to make sure that it's going up. No, it's now going to 66. I'm like, oh, shit, half hour, 1 degree. Fuck. Okay. So then I do all the things. I'm like, you know what? I haven't heard the vent or the fan on. And that's what usually triggers the heat to kick on. So I'm like, that's a little weird. You know what? Shits and giggles. Let me go check the circuit breakers. I snap them all. I'm like, fuck it. I don't even care. Snap them all.
Yeah, I'm like, I have no idea.
I went,
I wish this was on YouTube. All to the left, all to the right. Like, she's turning off blow dryers.
Yeah, for sure. For like, sure.
Someone in the bathroom's in the dark.
Yep. So then, when I did that, it tripped one of the circuits for the coffee maker.
Okay.
So Cadence comes up to me and she's like, I really need a hot chocolate because it's really cold in here.
Okay.
But I think the Keurig shit its bed. So I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I'm like, well, my Keurig kind of shit the bed this week too. So I'm like, must be the week for Keurigs, right?
Yeah.
So I'm waxing my client and I'm like, oh, it tripped.
Yeah.
So I run back there.
Yep.
Thinking that I'm going to see one random.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
No. Okay.
But I did trip that one.
Yeah, because the machine's okay.
Yeah, machine's fine.
Okay.
So anyway, long story short, end of the night. It is now really fucking cold. I call in the plumber. He's like, if it's tonight, it's going to be an emergency thing. And I go, oh, no, it's not going to be tonight because I'm going home. Getting into a hot bed. So.
Okay, is everyone listening? Because this is Wednesday night. She's going home to a hot bed. And here comes Brooke for Thursday double. Here we go.
I was nice enough to text you and be like, we have no heat.
I can't.
We have no heat. Good luck. See you tomorrow.
wait, gets better. Tell everybody what phone number you gave to the emergency plumber that's coming.
Our salon.
Which is closed. She's leaving, locking up for the night, okay? She calls emergency plumber, gives them the salon number, closes up and leaves.
This guy is not calling me at midnight, that's for sure.
And then she talk texts this all to me as she's driving home. So I'm like, I wish I could read back some of those texts.
So anyway, I'm like, I'm not giving him my number. Everyone knows that I have insomnia.
Yeah.
So if this shithead was going to be calling me at midnight, I'd be pissed.
Okay.
So anyway, it doesn't that matter if he could come at midnight. No one would be here.
You didn't give me an option. She was like, warm bed, sucks to be Brooke. Well, I was already in my warm bed when I was reading the text.
I know, exactly.
You know. Okay.
So I was like, it's probably just a flick of the switch like they did last time.
Yeah.
Okay? That was my presumption.
Makes sense. Okay? That's happened.
So, which he would have been here lickety-split in the morning. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
When you came in, it was still cold.
Okay, do I start here with the story?
Go ahead. Tag, you're it.
Tag on it. But wait, what Sandy did not realize is that Brainiac had the next day off, but her day was going to suck because she was going to have to friggin' just deal with everything from home.
Yep.
So I get here, it's like 37 degrees and the fucking heat, and I have my park on and, you know, full day of booked clients. And I checked the voicemail because Sandy gave the guy the salon number. Of course, I'm here. Like, I tried to get here so early because we opened at 8. So I was like, if this emergency guy can get here, you know, let's make this happen. So 7 o'clock, I checked the thing. I have a missed call from him. Call him right back. The guy, who is this guy? We have to shout them out because this guy was so kind.
His name is John from High Tech.
John from High Tech. Shout out to John from High Tech if you guys need a
plumber. I don't think it's a plumber.
It's plumbing and heating.
Yeah, HVAC or whatever.
Yeah, he does all the things. So, yep, I call John and, sweetheart, what's going on? I said, sweetheart, is not good. Sweetheart is 37 degrees. I have clients coming in here in 1 hour. He says, I'm on my way. Are you there? Yes. Here he comes. So, super nice. The guy gets here. Of course, our heating system is on the fucking roof.
Yep.
Is that like a thing for everybody?
I mean, if you're in a plaza.
Okay. So this sucker's on the roof. So here they go on the roof. Now, they got there, like, no joke. He got here at probably 7:30.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he was quick. Mm-hmm. We're probably paying him some insane fees.
Insane.
Yep. Okay. So he's here. I'm like, yes. All right. This guy's going to push some buttons. And here comes the heat. Here comes my 8 o'clock. No. Before that, I call my 8 o'clock client and explain to her we have no heat. Shit's cold. You know, let me reschedule you. And she says, are you there? And I say, yes. And she says, I'm coming. Girl, I'm here for you. So Client gets here at 8. Guys get here at 7:30. Now I'm busy with my client thinking, I'm moving and shaking. We have electric so I can blow dry, but we have no hot water. So this is shit's going to
get... And it's 37 degrees outside.
Gary. It's 37 degrees inside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In and out.
In and out.
Okay. So at about 10:30, John... Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
But he was with another guy. But anyway, the other guy was so nice, too. Wish I could give him a shout out. Not that anybody cares. Anyway, they come down at about 10:30, and he says, okay, so I switched the filters, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, all the things, and he says, but you don't have gas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what? So I'm like, so turn it on. So he's like, no, like, you don't have gas. There's no gas coming to the unit. Like, you need to call National Grid. So I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I just paid this guy to be here on emergency for 3 hours that I have no gas? Why don't I have gas?
Right.
So, of course, we both call our husbands, and what's their first thing? Did you pay the bill? Like, yeah, brainiac. So, we then get on with about 16 different people from National Grid for nobody to know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And now, mind you, oh, wait, that was the better part. Wait, this is the good part. I call, okay? Secret Beauty Spa, I give all the, everything she asked me, right? I give her the last four of my social, I give her the email, I give her the account number. Okay, and she says, and what's your name? So, Brooke, she says, no. So I'm like, what? So I'm like, well, it's not under my name, it's under the business. She said, no, but what is the owner's name? I said, no, I am the owner, my name is Brooke. And she said, I'm sorry, that doesn't match our records. I'm like, oh, Sandra Botello. And she says, are you her? Stupid me, should have just said yes. But I was like, no, I just told you I'm Brooke, but I'm one of the owners, you know, we're partners. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to have Sandra call. I'm like, you've got to be shitting me right now. So every single thing is under my info, my last four social, my email, my phone, but Sandy's name.
Uh-huh.
So Sandy, on her day off in her nice warm house,
uh-huh,
now has call, to deal call with this bullshit
Joe Schmo. Nobody knows what I hate. The prompts for Espanol. I'm like, what? Every one of these has an Espanol?
And when you portion? Get through to the actual thing, it reroutes you to...
Yeah.
You should hear me. I'm like, customer service. Customers, I'm so pissed off. Just get me a person.
Yep.
Anyway, we can't tell this whole story because it goes on until 7 p.m. Yeah. Thursday night. We have to cancel everybody in the schedule because we do not get hot water or heat. And the plumber guy came back 3 times. 7 o'clock last night, National Grid comes to turn on our gas because it was shut off by mistake.
Yep. Amazing. Just amazing. Like, you can't make the shit up.
You can't even make the shit up. So the one client that was here says, we need to call Channel 12.
For sure.
Like, shut off by mistake. Like, that's a real thing.
In the winter?
With no notice? No notice.
And also, yep.
Nobody. You have my number. You just verified it with me. Why didn't you call
me? And email.
Why didn't you call me?
Yep.
Are you shitting me?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was a wicked bitch fest, but that really happened to us. So that was Thursday. So how are you? It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm warm at least.
We have hot water. It's the best thing ever. Not only did our few clients that said yes and came in and fucking brave that shit, my hands were killing.
I know.
Can't even imagine what someone's head felt like.
I know.
I was just like, sorry.
I know.
What do?
I know.
Terrible.
Yep.
So we had to reschedule the whole fucking day. Anyway, we're done with that, and we told the story, but that was terrible.
Yes. So for all those people that want to open up their own business, these are just like the hiccups that happen, you know?
That was a throw up.
That was.
That wasn't a hiccup.
That was a throw up.
That was almost as bad as your vacation.
Yeah, for sure. I know.
I can't. I don't want to go. Let's not.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Moving forward.
Let's not revisit that day.
I have to talk to you about something.
Okay.
Thank God I have wine, and I'm going to get comfortable.
Okay. Does it involve me?
It should. You don't understand. I'm buying this for you.
Okay.
But I kind of need to prep you first, because that might be a weird thing to just, I don't know. I'm just going to tell you. Okay. So my client told me about the most amazing vibrator in the world.
It's the flower.
Do you have it?
Yes.
You effing B. How long have you had it? No, don't lie.
No, I don't know. It's been maybe 2 years.
Do you have the tongue one or the sucker one? There's two.
I don't know.
Are you fucking serious? You have this?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Hate you right now.
Why? That's so personal.
What? You tell... No. 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 You... No. Sorry. No, you tell me. My client? My client's not even, like... I'm not even, like, crazy. I love her, and she listens. Like, but we're friends, but, like, not like me and you. Not like me and you.
I'd be like, here, you have to try this. I tried it last night.
No, I... No. I want a new one. Oh, my God. You're going to make my choking, coughing fit. Okay, listen. I have to... It's so good. It's
a game changer.
I'm so mad at you right now. I can't believe you're... I can't believe you. Sandy can't even make eye contact with me right now. Listen. Okay, I will share with everyone because you didn't. So my client tells me about this amazing... Well, so she says this amazing vibrator. And I'm not like... Okay, I'll tell you this other story. There's another vibrator that I got a long time ago. And I was with a couple of my friends and I was like, this thing's amazing. You guys got to get it. It was so cheap on Amazon, blah, blah, blah. They both listen to me and get it. They both hate it. This was a different one, right? So now I feel like I can't be credible because they were like, that's... No.
That was horrible.
Yeah, they both said that. And I was like, what? Okay, so whatever. Different strokes for different folks.
Literally.
So now in my head, now I have that thought like, oh yeah, I referred a vibrator and they were like, no, Brooke. So anyway, so she tells me, so I'm like, eh, okay. So she tells me blah, blah, blah. Same client is also Brittany's client, comes to me for hair, goes to Brittany for nails. So you know, Brittany will fuck buy anything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So she tells Brittany, oh my God, Brittany, I know this is insane. So Brittany buys it there, right there. They're doing nails. Brittany gets on, buys it. Right. So she, whenever she gets it, and then she goes, oh my God, did you talk to so-and-so about, I don't want to say her, I don't know.
Yeah.
About the vibrator. And I said, yeah. She goes, I got it. Did you get it? And I was like, no. I'm like, it was kind of expensive. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I go, why did you get it? She goes, yeah, it's fucking amazing. And I was like, for real? And she's like, you won't last a second. And I was like, okay. So she's like, no, seriously, want me to buy it for you? And I was like, no, I'll buy it for myself. Send me the link. So, you know me. I'm like, do-do-do-do-do-do. 2 days goes by, 3 days goes by. She must have already been having a conversation in the salon. So another stylist in the salon, I don't want to just be this kind of stuff out, says, holy shit, Brittany, I just got mine. Oh my God, this thing's fucking amazing. I can't even. She's going crazy. I'm like, all right, that's it. I hit send on my phone because I'm like, I gotta order. I have to order. I need to know. So I get this thing. So I had it for a few days, and then it comes on charged already.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, with the little charger thing, yeah. I took this sucker on vacation. Oh my God! Freddie was like, you're done. I cannot believe you didn't share this with me. So I was like, he's like, are you okay? Immediately, I was like, oh no, this thing
has to stay charged.
Yes, plug that shit right in. I needed it for the whole week. Anyway, oh my God, I'm dying right now. So listen, so everybody, what is it even called? It's just a flower.
It's called the flower.
The flower.
Mm-hmm.
This thing, guys, just trust me. I feel like, okay, is that weird if I would have bought you one?
No.
I feel like I want to buy these for everybody. Like, this should come, like, they should be billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyway, same client back in my chair. This is, like, 6 weeks later, right? So she comes in and blah, 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 and we're talking, and she says...
6 weeks later?
Yeah, she gets her hair cut every 6 weeks.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. I'm like, you just went on vacation?
No, yeah. No. Okay, I bought it, went on vacation. Nope, she's back in my chair.
Gotcha.
I said, oh my God. holy shit. She goes, right? Couldn't even last a minute. I was like, no. Like, oh my God. She said, but is yours brand new? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, listen, I had it out with it the other day because that sucker died on me just like a guy.
Just like a guy?
Yeah, that's what she said. She's like, you know when the guys can't last? It died on me. And it doesn't take me that long, so just make sure you keep up.
Oh, my God. She's hysterical.
She is, like, I almost, like, stabbed myself with my scissors. I was laughing so fucking hard. So now we're in a group text, right? So the group, so I'm like, this thing is amazing. And I already said Brittany's name, right? I don't really care. Brittany doesn't care. I'm like, Brittany texts back in the group and she's like, laugh my fucking ass off. She's like, flower one, Brittany zero. She's like, I can't win. I can't. It's over. The second I start. Oh my God. So if anyone needs a new vibrator, get the goddamn flower. I'm sorry. I cannot believe you have one.
Yeah. It's for like 2 years now.
That was not what I expected to say. You should be sorry.
Aruba.
Yeah. You should have come home from Aruba and I was like, how is Aruba? And you were like, I brought my flower. And I would have said, what's your flower?
Oh my God.
Oh, you sucker.
She's nice.
She is insane. Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone get yourself a flower. I need to breathe for a second. I need water. That's a lot.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me see what else I have. I have a few of them.
Okay, did they compare to that?
Well, that's more for a girl. Yeah. There's a few of them that's for both. While.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I've got a few things too. And I don't want to think too hard. I don't want to try too hard. I don't want something to be in the wrong area. I don't want anything to move. Am I giving you all the details? It needs to be easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're expensive. Those doubles are expensive.
Yeah.
Hey. But listen, I only have one good one. One like solid one that I'd be like, yeah, she's going in today. Mm-hmm.
Do you name them?
No. Well, I know. Her name was just Mio.
Okay.
I don't know if that's actually her name, but...
All right. Mio! Don't. I can't try. Guys, I have this lingering... I probably had RSV. Mm-hmm. I have the cough that everyone had but me, and then I actually got it.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. All right, what do you got? Anyway. Do you have any stories from... What, did you say you had podcast notes?
No, I did, but like nothing as good as a vibrator story.
No?
Oh, for that.
No, mine's not all that good. My notes are lame after that.
Yeah. But. Now, you were listening to the podcast that I took notes on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You were listening to it this morning when I walked in.
Oh, you took notes on that?
Yeah.
What do you got?
It was the season that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Adonia?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are we not in that season right now?
Yes. I was just at that part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was halfway. I didn't listen all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't finish all the way either. I think I have like 8 minutes left.
Okay.
But yes. Adonia? Adonia.
Yeah. She had to sound it out like three times. And I feel like, thank God, because I needed to too.
Yeah. And she spelled it out.
She did?
Yeah. She was like... I was like, oh.
But what did it mean? Do you remember what it stood for?
It means meh. You know, it's like meh.
Meh, yeah.
Just like,
yep.
The season that we're in. It's just like, there's nothing going on.
It is.
It's just like,
meh.
Just like,
but
chill.
But the podcast was the happiness.
Happiness.
But trying to bring
happiness into your life.
Mm-hmm.
When you're feeling adonia.
Do you know that we haven't seen the sun for 9 days?
Oh, really?
9 days.
I saw it a little bit yesterday.
You did?
It poked through.
That's not enough.
No, it really wasn't.
It's hard
to get
through.
I'm like, maybe I should go outside naked. They say that it's not good to go tanning, but essentially, it really is good.
Just for your,
yep. 10 minutes is not going to, it's not like long periods of time. And it's just good for your vitamin D intake.
I'm going to go with that. I think you're wrong. I think the fake tanning is bad, but...
But 10 minutes, like once or twice a week?
Dude, I've had some serious fucking spots taken That's off true. My body. I have so many scars of stuff they want to test.
And you didn't do half... as much tanning as
I did. Oh, they're going to vacuum right now?
I guess so.
Hopefully the podcast ain't heard that. I didn't do half as what you did? What did
tanning. You do? Like, you don't tan, you never tanned as much as I, like, fake tanned.
I just have bad, I just have, it's in my family history.
So is mine. My dad, my husband, my dad has melanoma all over his face.
Oh, God, it's scary. Mm. So do you cover your face when you go tanning?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Just tan your body?
Yeah,
but I, but, okay, so you might think if it, when they've removed the spots on me from testing for melanoma, two of them were on my stomach. I haven't worn an effing bikini or shown my stomach to the sun in a decade, 2 decades.
Mm.
So it's can't, it's not the sun.
No, it's something else.
Something else.
What else are you doing?
It's in my cells or something. I don't really know. But anyway, yes, back to, I think when you do have that, like, you just need that, like, quick fix of, like, let me just pretend I'm on the beach right now.
Yeah.
Because, ugh.
Yep.
It's scary.
Yep.
But yeah, the Happiness Podcast was kind of just saying that, like, you live in New England where, yeah, we love the seasons and most of it's amazing. But when you get your ass handed to you like this right now, it's very hard to just get your, it's like, you want to get out of work, take a shower, put your sweats on and be done.
Yeah. I actually told Jay that yesterday. He walked in the door. He had gone to the gym. And then he walked in at, like, I don't know, 6:30, 6:40. And I go, I don't know what happened to me today, but at 5:30, I could have literally, like, had, like, a meltdown.
Yeah.
And then I did.
Well, that was, it was heavy.
It was a
letdown. But we had the conversation, like, sometimes you cry, not because you're sad, just because you have so much pent-up energy that you just need to get out so new energy can come in. You just need to release that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm here for that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, insane.
I cried a lot last night.
Do you feel better after?
I slept like a baby.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I slept literally. The alarm clock went off, and I don't ever sleep to the alarm clock.
Yeah, until like it woke you up.
Yeah, it literally woke me up out of a dead sleep.
Whoa, that's good. You needed that.
I was like,
you're like, literally every ounce of everything I had came,
yeah,
got sucked out of me yesterday.
Yep. And I go, what day is it? Do I have to go to work? Did I turn that on by mistake?
You're like, is it night? Is it morning? It's still dark.
It's
still dark.
Yep.
Oh, I can't.
But yeah, that was a great podcast, and I want to re-listen to it again.
Yeah,
I feel like so many times when it's that good, you have to do it twice.
Yeah. I like Mel a lot. I don't feel like I've had anything from Mel lately that I didn't like.
Right,
she's just been on point.
She's been on
and
point,
I like how she's so smart, but at the same time she's like, yeah,
right.
Or like you said that too fast. What did you say again? Because a lot of times when she does that, I'm like, I'm about to hit rewind.
Yeah.
And then she does it for me. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm right with her. Mm-hmm. Like I'm feeling it. It's good. I like it.
I agree.
And she's a mom, and she's relatable. She's so relatable.
So relatable.
But no joke, my brother is very, very, very picky with his podcast. Like he's got a specific goal, and he likes Mel.
Oh, really?
Yep. He'll send me stuff from her. And I'm like,
wow.
It shocks me that she's in his, his category, in his
library.
Yeah. Yep. Shocks me. He's like, did you hear this? I'm like, oh, I heard everything, but I will hear that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to skip through them. If it's like a doctor or something that they get too, I don't know. It's gotta like keep me engaged for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause sometimes she'll have someone that's like, or she had, I don't know if it was her, had someone that I was, it was Rachel.
Yeah.
She had, I believe she was Indian, an Indian doctor.
Oh, okay.
I was struggling to listen.
Yeah.
To understand.
Yeah, that's hard.
Her vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And she used really big words because obviously these people are like so smart and just brilliant. And they use this vocabulary, and I'm like, okay, so I have to stop this so I can Google what
you're like, that word search, dictionary.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's like too much of that. But no, Mel has definitely been on point lately.
Yeah, love her.
I love her.
If you guys need a podcast suggestion, check out Mel Robbins.
Yep.
Okay, so am I going with my notes?
Excited about what's happening this weekend.
Oh, tell. Please. Okay. My notes are getting lame.
So my husband, who introduced me to podcasts, okay. Years and years ago.
Yeah.
Has this motivational speaker that he absolutely loves. Like, if you were to ever, if there was one person on the face of this earth that he would want to meet, it would be this person.
Like Jay wants his autograph?
Yep.
Okay.
And I am taking him to see him on Sunday.
Shut up.
Yes.
Where?
At the PPAC.
At the PPAC? What is it, though? He's speaking?
Yep.
Holy shit. Who is this guy?
Jordan Peterson.
Okay. And what is this?
He is a Canadian author, philosopher, just the most inquisitive, also mindful. I don't even know what he's just an amazing human being. He puts things into such great perspective.
Uh-huh.
He'll tell it like it is. He's very to the point. He's not abrupt. He's not just amazing.
He has his own podcast.
He does not have his own podcast.
Okay.
He's not like that
guy. He's like a TED Talk kind of guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And was this a surprise?
Yeah, he has no idea. Jay has
no idea.
Well,
he doesn't know now?
No.
Oh, God.
He has no idea.
Do not send this.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm not going to yet.
Okay. What does he think he's doing Sunday?
He just thinks we're going up for Valentine's Day because our Valentine's Day is like, it's a Wednesday, you know, during the week is very busy. Okay. We don't necessarily celebrate Valentine's Day.
No, but it was your...
But I was like, but I didn't know how to get him out of family dinner.
Yeah. Good job.
Because family dinner...
Are you actually taking him to dinner?
Yes, we're going to Gracie's.
Okay, good.
I have like a whole wine and food tasting set up for he and I because he loves that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we are walking over to the
PPAC. This is so good. What time is the show?
7:30. It's kind of late on a Sunday.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's not late.
I know. For me, it is.
Oh, my God, girl. You sound...
I know. I sound old. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, what time were you going to eat dinner? 3?
What time did you... No. We always eat dinner at 6.
No, I know, but what time did you want this show?
Oh, I don't know.
No,
I
was, that's perfect timing. You go to dinner. That's perfect.
Yeah, so we're going to dinner. So the thing at Gracie's is like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like the tasting.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's good. Because then we can just walk over to back and still be kind of early for the
show. So good. Is it just that one guy or does he have no opener or anything like that?
No, no, no. It's not like that kind of.
No.
No, he's talking. It's kind of like your live TED Talk.
Okay. I love this. Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yep. Very excited. I got the awesome seats. I'm so excited. I'm not telling him until we literally walk to the PPAC.
You literally, I think you should have paid for like a meet and greet. Did they have that option?
I don't know. They didn't.
No.
But I totally would have.
Yeah. That is so cool. He's going to shit himself. Yeah. He's going to be so happy.
He's going to be so happy. Yeah.
What I'm a so good excited. Surprise. Good job.
Hey, thanks.
So thoughtful. You're so good at that.
Yeah. I'm really not.
You are.
I don't know.
You are. That's wicked good.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about Sunday. So I'll let you know how it goes next week.
No, you let me know. No, don't let me know Sunday. What the fuck time are you getting home? No, mm-hmm. No. I'll talk to you Monday. Yep. Whenever you wake up.
Yep.
That's awesome. Super exciting.
Yep.
I'm super excited.
So if you all
him.
Have a minute... YouTube, Jordan Peterson.
Okay. How did you even know he was coming?
Oh, my God. So a few weeks ago,
yeah,
one of my clients was sitting in my chair, and she goes, she gets emails from PPAC
because
she's a ticket holder.
Yeah.
She's like, who is this guy? And I'm like, who? So I was doing another client.
Yeah.
And she's like, have you ever heard of Jordan Peterson? I'm like, yes.
Why?
And she goes, oh, he's coming. She goes, should I get tickets? And I was like, yes, like front row.
Wait, so I feel like that's even ironic.
Right?
Because you only knew because of that situation.
Yeah, because I don't hold tickets to the PPAC.
No, but like there was no advertising.
No.
You don't follow him on social.
No. He doesn't do social. He's not like that kind of guy.
How the fuck would anybody know he's going there? What?
Right, I know. And when I went to look, like
Probably sold out.
Almost sold out.
Wow. He's got his own following. He must have put it on his own stuff, like email
probably,
or
yeah.
website or whatever.
Yeah.
He probably has a tour type of thing.
Yeah.
Wherever he's going.
Yeah, I think it is a tour because it says something like, I forgot, there's an actual name to the tour.
That's awesome.
But he does, it's like select places. Yeah. It's not like.
Yeah. PPAC's big.
Yeah. But for him, I would have thought he would be like somewhere bigger.
Yeah. Then he would have to advertise.
Yeah. For sure. But yeah. So yeah, that's how that happens. And I was like, there was a reason why you came in today.
Yeah. That's so like, that was, whoa, yeah. That aligned.
Yep.
Insane.
Yep. So I'm excited. And I haven't been to Greece's in a hot minute.
Yeah, you do. I know you like it there.
Mm-hmm. So we shall see. I'm excited.
I have the craziest client story. So you know how we have the whole, well, you know, because all I do is bitch about it, but I haven't because I haven't been in that direction, but this whole bridge thing going on, and it's insane and taking us forever to get to work, well, taking me, or just anybody going over 195. So I guess, this was a few weeks back, my client was telling me a story about, so it filters in four lanes down to two to get over, and something happened. So not only is it like crazy traffic filtering into two lanes, something happened within the two lanes, and then they couldn't get through the emergency vehicle or tow, whatever it was, to get to the problem. So much so, people shut their cars off.
Oh,
it
damn.
It was like dead stop traffic. So my client was in this, and they waited forever. Like, she's like literally 40 minutes without moving. And finally, when they like maneuvered through it, traffic started, you know, slowly like inching forward. So people were like almost like still not turning their cars on because you weren't really going anywhere. And, you know, like at this point, gonna run out of gas, right?
Right.
So they finally like open it up, cops come through, and it gets moving, but at a slow pace. So a few cars ahead of her, now she's kind of just watching this from her car, a few cars ahead of her, the woman is like slumped over. So they're like beeping, like now people are getting pissed off.
She's not moving.
Holding the line of all the people behind her.
Right.
So the lady in front of my client gets out of her car, runs up to that client's car. My client thinks, like, did this lady die?
Right.
She's like an older woman. She fell asleep.
Oh my God.
She fell asleep. The lady had banged on her window. She was like, oh shit.
We were moving?
Yeah. Is that insane?
Oh my God.
Fell asleep in traffic.
That must have been the best sleep ever. You know, nice warm car.
Oh my God. I feel like even if I did fall asleep, if that was the case, she probably woke up a million hours early every single day that week to try and travel and whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, don't you have some alertness to, like, I never feel, I don't know. People are beeping. Trucks. Anyway, I thought that was so crazy. I was like, what?
Yeah, my husband has to get up pretty early to get through that. Like, this morning he was, like, up and out. And I was like, where are you going?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I got a meeting at 7. I got to leave now.
You
like,
have to be there.
It's not even 6.
Yeah, if I don't leave by 6, I'm in trouble.
Oof.
Yep, leaving by 6 every day. But I'm going straight through Attleboro. It literally is taking me an hour.
Yeah.
I'll take that. And I'm moving the whole time. No traffic whatsoever.
Yeah. Yep, that's how I go. So it's not bad at all.
I'm not a fan. It was 32 minutes and now it's an hour. But I'm not bitching about an hour because it was a couple of those days that I attempted to. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do 2, and I don't want to not move.
And now what's going to happen if they close it?
I know. Well, I'll stay my route, but so will everybody else in the world.
Yeah, I've noticed it's been busier.
Not at my time, though. I think it gets busier a little bit later.
Yeah.
So I've been really lucky. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Other than that, my only other note was, oh, my God, I have to tell you. So my nephew, who's 10, got his first cell phone, and you know when a kid gets their cell phone, he wants to give everybody his phone number because that's the coolest thing in the world. Like,
okay,
nobody talks on the phone, right? Like, all those kids text. So he got his first cell phone, and I guess more for like they leave him at practice, he has access to them. Like, at night he has to put it in my brother's room when he goes to bed, and he can't have it in school, obviously, and all those things. So anyway, were at dinner the other night, and we had all gotten his number. I think, like, maybe my brother went down the rundown, but Freddie didn't. So my husband doesn't have his number. So we're at dinner the other night, and he's messing around his phone. And so, you know, my husband, phone's at the table. Yeah, no phone's at the table. He's like, wait, whose phone are you on? He's like, Uncle Freddie, it's my phone. So he's like, what do you mean your phone? Give your dad back his phone. He's like, no, I have a phone. So Freddie looks at me. I'm like, yeah, I have his number. He has his own phone. He's like, why don't I have his number? So I'm like, I don't know. So they switched numbers, right? So, you know, when you first get somebody's number, now they're back and forth every day, texting this and that. So so I have to take a drink because I feel like I'm going to have one of those coughing fits.
God.
That would be terrible. So it's Sunday, last week, Sunday. He says, so Freddie's phone rings. And he's like, Uncle Freddie, did you say you're going to come to my game? Okay, it's 3 o'clock. His game is at like 3:30. Mm-hmm. We are in Westport. And he's in wherever in Attleboro. And so Freddie's like, what, buddy? And he's like, yeah. So Freddie's like, oh, do you want me to come to your game? And he's like, yeah, I do. And he's like, okay, well, I have to leave right now if I'm going to come to game. So obviously, like, there's no way we're making that. We're going to be late. So we jump in the car. Bryson comes. So it's Freddie, myself, and Bryson. So we fly down to his game. And they're 10. Okay. So basketball for me in the past however many years has been high school. Mm-hmm. Because my child plays varsity. So varsity, high school, or college. Mm-hmm. And we all know what high school's like because I've told you for the last however many years, it's the same bullshit if you're at a soccer or a baseball game where the parents are insane.
Yeah.
But this is 10-year-olds. Okay. So we get there and it's like a regular, go up into the stands, we sit down. So it's about 2 minutes into the game. So I'm standing way in the back because, you know, I know my brother and I'm there for my nephew, but I don't want to get introduced to everybody you know. And I'm not, no. I just want to see my nephew play. I'm going to stay way over here and let me just get a great view of this whole game. I just want to see him. So the first, like, smallest thing happens, the smallest thing, Sandy, and I'm not trying to pretend I know basketball because I don't. All I know is what I've learned over the years, and that's minimal. The whole entire mom group to my right yells travel.
Oh no.
So I'm like immediately almost break my neck and look at all of them and I'm like, what is happening? they're 10. Is this not like instructional, learning basketball?
Yes,
like,
for
and
real.
We have two referees, so I'm pretty sure that they got it covered. This. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. So the game goes on and they're like, whoa. When I tell you, no, thank you. I left so stressed out. I don't understand. I don't even understand at the high school level. Like, I promise you, your kid's going nowhere. I'm so sorry. I don't want to be a bitch. But if your kid is in high school and they were going somewhere, they'd already know.
Mm-hmm.
The recruiters already came. They already know. So your kid's 10. Number one, that ref doesn't make enough money to deal with you.
Mm-mm.
Number two, your child is trying to learn,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm assuming you're learning too, because you don't. That was not a fucking travel, and I don't know, and I know. And shut up! I was like, this is so stressful.
Oh my god!
So I couldn't even enjoy watching my nephew play because I could not get past the moms.
Oh my god!
And all the dads were just like used to it, like, you know, when they have that. Like,
they're just like, whatever.
Oh, it was painful.
Yeah. I don't want to either.
And I do want to actually see my nephew because he's really cute and it's like they are learning, but like they do things really well and like you can see him kind of like look into the crowd to see like if Bryson
watching,
saw
yeah.
him. Or,
yeah.
Oh my God, it's the cutest thing. And it like brought me back like, oh, to like Calvin. Like it's so fun, but it is.
It's not.
Not fun. I don't understand what's happening.
That's the part I don't like.
I hate it. I think I should probably go with some earplugs.
Oh, for sure.
Right. So I don't hear, because I don't give a fuck what you're calling. Let the ref deal with that shit.
Yeah.
But then I could just,
then you could be in your own little world.
Right.
Earplugs in and just...
Yeah.
And if someone's talking to you, you...
I don't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That just gave me a great idea, too. I'm gonna wear earplugs to my son's baseball games.
There you go. Wow, you just helped us out.
Oh my god.
Like earplugs, like you listen to music, or plug out all the sound?
Oh, I plug out all the sound.
Oh, like you're going to bed?
Yeah, loops. Yep. Put those loops in.
Okay. All right. I might need some loops. Sorry, yeah. Those were my notes because I was so taken, so off. Like, I was dumbfounded. Mm. Like, I literally almost broke my neck. I turned so fast. I was like, wow, they're serious. They're all serious. All of them just scream travel. Mm. Like, what? And
probably half of them don't know what travel means.
No, I was like, wow, this is scary.
So he's not in high school. No, he's not in junior high yet.
No, that's
not
junior high. That's little.
Elementary, yeah.
Yeah, elementary school. Little kids! Yeah. And at this age, right, it's like, someone kicked my ass. Fifth grade? I don't freaking know what grade he's in. Sixth grade? Whatever grade
he's
in.
Might be fifth.
Okay, so you know what? Do you remember, like, what fifth graders look like? Some of them look like big, like, holy shit, you're a fifth grader? And some of them look like...
They haven't sprouted yet.
Yeah. I'm scared you might break. So that's what the teams look like. Mm. It almost looks like one kid might have a beard, mm-hmm. and the other kid, like, his shoes don't fit.
Aww.
Like, so, and the moms are freaking out. Like, their kid's going to, like, NBA. They're 10. Oh, these poor kids.
I know.
So sad. Anyway, I'm sorry I had to bore everyone with that, but I just had to get that out.
Don't be one of those moms or dads.
Don't be that your poor kid.
Yeah.
The kids can't hear them, but, like, the poor ref.
Yeah. Oh, I heard a great, saying the other day about even, like, when a kid is playing a sport or doing something, and you know how we always say, oh my god, I was so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Never say that to a child.
Okay.
Never say, because that's pride on you. You're so proud of them.
Oh.
Be like, dude, that was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Or can you
how
say...
you played was fantastic.
Okay.
Don't ever say you're proud of someone.
Okay. Do you say, like, you did a great job? How you played was fantastic. I don't speak like that. You have to change
it. I know.
I'm proud of you. I don't know if I would say that in sports, but I would definitely say that in general. So in general, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was my tidbit for today.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It turns it to you, but it shouldn't be about you. Because it was them. It was them that did it.
Huh. Good mm-hmm. vision. Yeah. How to see that.
Mm-hmm. Woof. I know. I said it the other day to Xavier, and I was like, oh, shit. No, dude. I'm just proud of what you're doing in life. Like,
I'm actually not proud of it.
I know. You're, I was like, yeah, like, how do you even... Because it wasn't... He hadn't been doing anything. It was just a text that I had between him and I.
Yeah.
And then I heard that after the fact that I had already had, like, this whole, like, discussion with him. And I was like, fuck. He's probably like, yeah, mom, whatever. You know?
Yeah. No, he wasn't like that.
But I was like, shit, what should I have said? Because I don't know what's going on in his life right now. I just know that he's holding everything together.
Yeah.
You know, he's just...
Sometimes when people do that to me, like, when I have a lot going on and someone's like... I feel like someone's like, I don't know how you do it, this and that. I feel like that makes it worse for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, don't put those expectations. I can barely juggle. Mm-hmm. I'm just winging it. That makes it worse. But how do you see that? Is that, I feel like it's more pressure from my end.
Yeah.
But they're trying to say it in a way it's perceived differently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
There was another thing. Oh, my client said to me today, we were talking about different learning styles in school or different ways you hear things or... And she said, well, there's a different lid for every pot. You just have to find your lid. It's like, whoa, okay, that's interesting. There's a different lid for every pot. You just have to find your lid.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, I like that. She's like, yeah, you've never heard that? I'm like, nope, I haven't. Have you ever heard that?
No.
No, but I mean, it's good.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
And how real is it?
How real. So real.
Yep.
Okay, to that.
To that point.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
Have a fabulous day, night, weekend, makeup.
Yes.
Run, whatever you're doing.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.